Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. Have a roll call, please.
Yes. Brundage?
Here.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Here.
Dennis?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Here.
Rodriguez?
Here.
Walter?
Here.
Okay. Let's see. Visitors. We have we have Lisa, Cheryl, and...
Mr. Ortega, Miller.
Okay. Hi. Welcome. And we have Dan Transier from Yorkville City. All right. So there is an amendment to the agenda. I'd like to put on there. It's brought up about restriping of the parking lot. Since you look out there, it looks like there's some very small spaces, like for motorcycles, and some larger spaces.
It's we've already dealt with that with the city, and it's on their schedule for spring to be the striped.
We've
had enough complaints.
Okay. Okay.
I said that's good to hear.
Okay. So everybody can take a look at the minutes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brundage?
Yes.
Okay. Great. That's approved. Do we have any correspondence?
Yeah, right there.
Which is...
There's some four items.
What's that?
Four items.
Okay. So we have a thank you from... Showalter Roofing Service.
That's the company that did the snowboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They want to get free business.
I was going to say, that's a thank you card for the check I just signed.
Yeah. We have a thank you from Peggy Wilkinson.
I think it'll show Lisa. Mm-hmm.
What?
Let's go back to Lisa. Yeah. She's coming. Oh.
Yes, you made
it up. She was retired. Yeah.
15 years.
Yeah. We have something from the National Endowment for Financial Education.
That was the financial literacy grant that we got. We got the check for $400,000.
And then also you have something in here about the community survey.
In Daily Herald was a news blurb about the community survey that was also picked up by Google, the Google Award. So that went national.
Oh, wow. Great. Okay. Any public comment? Steph? Can I have the report of the treasury?
Sure. So, since you all were here, you heard there were some pretty hefty checks in there. There were three big ones. It was the Showalter Roofing. There was R.J. O'Neill, and then the electric, Cross Electric. So, again, our outside maintenance and repairs continues to be high, but everything else we're doing very well on. So we continue to struggle.
Okay, then I'll make a motion that we pay our bills. Accounts payable of $47,147.78 and with payroll at $36,811.54 for a grand total of $83,959.32.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Brundage?
Yes.
And Chacon?
Yes.
Okay. Can we have a report of the director?
I want to highlight a couple of things out of my director's report. For staffing, we just hired Jasmine Filippi. She was a graduate of Yorkville High School and was a volunteer here while she was a student. She's working in youth services. And Jeannie Rose will start working in the circulation department. Leah English and Victoria Burke work in the youth services department. They're working evenings and weekends. They both, Leah's a student and Victoria Burke works at one of the schools in the library. We had a delightful farewell lunch for Peggy Wilkinson on January 31st, and I want to thank the staff and the board members, Russ Walters and Darren Garcia, for attending. The food was delicious. It was from Rosati's. Obtained a check from Financial Literacy Grant. They now have $495.73. The Friends have volunteered to help the library by doing supportive tasks. Managers and I got together and we came up with a list of things that they can do to help us. So that list was forwarded to the Friends today for their meeting. The 2020 golf event brought in $5,870. And in a total, over the past 6 years, the Friends have donated total profits to the library in the amount of $34,121. We're so thankful to have these dedicated volunteers in our community. And they primarily pay for a lot of the children's programs and wish lists throughout the library. I want to highlight a couple of things that we're doing new here at the library. Jeanette Weiss and Cheryl Iwanski visited the food pantry twice to promote our library services, along with Plano and Oswego. We've also left donated books there for people to have access to free reading materials. Also, boxes of donated books were processed and given to local laundromats for people to read while they're in the facility. April Poetry and Art Night will be a joint project with the Kendall Arts Guild and will be held during National Poetry Month. 15 poets have signed up and there's also a waiting list, and that is being coordinated with Cheryl.
And we just signed our last artist up as well, so we're full on both sides of it, and we will be ready to roll on April 30th.
We also have Home School Hideout, which is a place for homeschool parents and students to meet at the library over in the services area. And we started a library of things. This is pretty common in libraries are starting to do this. Where you can check out donated items like puzzles, games, CD player, craft items, musical instruments. Some places have cake pans. So if you have any new or gently used items, and I've attached a list in your packet, those are the things we're going to be looking to develop. Under director's goals, I'll be talking about the community survey later in the meeting. And we had a staffing, one of our regular managers meeting, we started talking about staffing in the departments. What our actual staffing is currently in each department, and ideally, if money was no object, what would your department look like? So we started having these discussions and in preparation for a staffing report to the board after I look at other libraries that are similar in budget and size to us as to what their staffing is. So I am working on that. And I'll talk more about the survey later.
Anything from the city?
My kids like the mini golf.
Yeah. Let's see. Standing committees, we do not have any meetings. So, unfinished business. Library mural.
I
you remember to our data, and we have some new concepts for us all to take a look at and give you the floor.
All right. I kind of started with one direction. I spoke with both of you a while ago about it. The idea was to open up the space, kind of like, you know, a lot of murals, your eye stops right there. I wanted the eye to travel in. And one of the things that really inspired me was Secret Garden theme. Mm-hmm. I thought that would be a good mural. So I spoke to you about it. As I was working on the concept, though, it became difficult to put literary characters into the Secret Garden. I just, you know, some of them are big, like Moby Dick, you know, whale. You know, it's couldn't quite put it in the Secret Garden. So anyway,
a big koi.
I'll pass around a bit for the first. You find that a bit. That doesn't have any literary characters in it. Just too many. And then from there, I decided, well, let's open it up a little bit. So, and you'll see it as it comes around. You know, the first one is just a garden. And then I put in some trees and opened up the background so that the eye travels really deep. And that's about as far as I went with that concept. And then I thought, let's go in a bit of a different direction. And I kind of created a landscape. And in this landscape, there are literary figures, sort of. You'll see what I mean. They're kind of suggested. So my idea is to meld the two, the open trees where the eye travels through, and this one, which is, you'll see it, it's a landscape. In the clouds of this one, when you see it, I'd like to put a lot of literary figures, just whatever I can come up with, and if anybody has suggestions. And I'm including a print of the Kendall County mural that I did, just so that you can see in the clouds how in the clouds I put some figures. And that's how it would work for this. So,
is that the mural at the courthouse?
Yeah.
You're responsible for that W flag?
I am responsible.
You spotted it?
Of course I did.
Right away? Or someone pointed out
the judge came up. There it is.
Okay, so W flag. You know what? The judge is responsible.
I know he is.
That's the one thing he asked. He asked me to hide the W in that.
I know he's
responsible. He's gone now. So we'll put white socks on.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
funny. Is there a window?
Is that
Don Quixote in here?
It's maybe. Use your imagination. That's why I made it vague.
Can I
say
this, Tom Sawyer over here?
Maybe. I loosely roughed it in just so that you can get the idea. Your imagination will see, and look in the clouds, and you'll kind of see how figures and things can go. And, these are very loose, but I always refine them a great deal. So you can use your imaginations to combine the two. You know, the trees where you look through them, and then the clouds, and the water, the ocean maybe, you know, old man in the sea and Moby Dick, things like that can be happening. So,
the last time you presented, excuse me, you were talking about incorporating those pillars. Will they be incorporated into this design or not?
I'm not sure. I just can't really think of a way to do it where it's where it ties in.
Okay, you know. Just a question.
Yeah.
Trees,
yeah. It may be that the way I want this mural to go on the wall, I change the background color on your wall, and then I can carry that over into the pillars. I'm the only one that really knows what I mean. But yeah, I have given it consideration. because I don't like a mural to just stop on the wall.
Right,
I usually
right.
like to travel, for it to mm-hmm. travel around. And, you know, taking some of the native colors and putting them elsewhere is a good way to do it. Any thoughts, other thoughts, or other questions regarding this?
So last time we talked, we were like, talking about the diversity of the authors presented. Have you addressed that at all?
No. This is just strictly fictional characters
sure. okay.
within the books.
Okay.
You know. So, yeah.
So if you, you said you'd have to paint first, put a, for the background, is that what you said?
Well, actually, what's I'm going to paint it on a canvas.
Okay.
So I won't be here at all until the day I install it.
Okay.
But before I install it, I may paint the background. Because you've got some a corner that happens there.
Yeah.
And I might want to paint that also. Mm-hmm. Something that ties into the mural.
Okay.
I've been playing around on the computer, so that's something I might want to do.
So this is the one going in a different direction?
So would we need to do anything, because that's behind the desk, would we need to do anything back there? Is there stuff that needs to be moved, like desks or anything that need to be moved out of the area?
Nothing back. Well, I'm pretty sure that's there. Basically, I just have to duplicate splatters off the wall, and I felt pretty much good. Maybe we take a walk over and look at it and just make sure. That's
sure.
The,
yeah. The only thing that you might have to change. I noticed you have a blackboard back there, right now. There's a blackboard behind the desk, isn't there, that hangs on the wall?
We used to. We took that down.
Oh, you took it down? Okay, I was looking at the photos today. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that, the only way your life might change here. But you already took it down, so.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, and you, I forgot to notice, some of you, maybe you noticed, there are books painted into the last concept mural. I'll paint those to look realistic. You know, and maybe some of those books, some of the scenes in the background are from the titles of the books.
That's where I think maybe it's better, I mean, because I think we're going to get into the same representation of literature issues. Like, if you put the titles, then it's like, well, all of your titles represent one canon or one, you know, one view. It's almost better to leave them vague, not to put titles on the books, that they just represent literature, you know? I mean, I see the bird and think Raven. I see the castle and think fantasy. I see Moby Dick and think, you know, I see a whale and I think Moby Dick in a boat. I don't know what I'm supposed to think about the man fishing. I see a dinosaur. I see, I don't know what this is supposed to be. It's the only one I can't see. It's like on a horse, kind of in the top right. I like it. I think they're all classic images. I think it'll still be people who don't know. Is this a fox? Like our?
I think I did sketch something.
Because the only other thing I could think of that would have been cool is a lion, because I absolutely love The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, so I always love a lion. But, I mean, you know, I think it vague is actually better because it fits a... You know, I think vague is better, that people will... You know, I can see kids going, no, no, Mom, there's this, and going, that's not what I see at all. Like, you know, that it represents to me, like, we're trying to tell kids that books can take you into crazy new places you can't imagine. You know, it's taking you somewhere else. I like the water and the grass and the... Yeah, I think this one's better than being specific.
Yeah. I really like that a lot.
Okay. It's just missing the spaceship up.
The spaceship?
I probably would, if you guys, I'll put it in the clouds.
Banga needs it. Science fiction is a big part.
No, 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 I love it. I was thinking of putting Frankenstein in the clouds, you know. That's the concept.
Something time machine oriented. Mm-hmm. No, like that's sci-fi, but it's a more classic sci-fi. Like when you see the whale, that's, you know, it's classic, and the Raven is classic poetry, and...
Yeah.
Like something instead of a spaceship makes
me think. But I don't know. I don't know if there's a time machine that's easily recognized.
I know. Yeah. Or a clock or a watch or something. You with this rocket ship is spaceship.
Right? Bring up
the
sci-fi.
The DeLorean and Back to the Future.
The what?
That's not future.
I feel like a clock represents time and time travel. Something that kind of, but not defined, but something like a clock maybe would be a little bit more sci-fi. There's a clock in a lot of sci-fi.
Yeah.
Time travel is a big concept in classic sci-fi. More than a spaceship.
But that's more cinema, you know, than literature.
No, literature too. I'm sorry, I just don't want to see a spaceship. That's my personal opinion.
All for you.
He's got a castle. He's got a castle.
All right, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to go near fairy tales too much, okay?
No. I feel like the castle brings that. Right? Isn't it a castle?
The one is in the back.
Yeah.
That makes me think fantasy right away.
Okay. I like the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, very nice.
It's
great.
Not too many
loaded. All right. Cool. So, you know, you guys decide if you approve it, and then I'll wait to hear on the go-ahead, And then suggestions, you know. Mm-hmm. Then I'll refine it from there.
What type of suggestions?
Like if we want a sci-fi, something that represents sci-fi.
I'm going to be honest. I may not take all the suggestions.
Yeah, right.
Of course.
Because especially when it comes to artwork, then I find myself having to find the place to fit things.
Exactly.
Which messes with the composition and design and all that.
That's why I asked what
so just the general idea is, this is the general idea. You know, if something works, then I'll put it in. If it doesn't, then I won't, you know. So.
But are we all good with that general idea, right?
Yeah,
I like,
what,
I like it.
Do we need to put anything else in it?
Do you want to say at the artist's discretion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Good.
Go for it.
No. Just no detail.
Sure.
Just no, like, keep it faint.
Mm-hmm. What are we looking at time-wise? Are we still shooting for?
I believe you said something about May. What's
so before summer meeting, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just originally shot for December, and then shot for February, so May would be good, and okay. And I'd like
to
set it over to some
arts
field meeting for the May reveal night, if it works out like that.
Okay.
But we can talk about it. It's
okay.
Not a set stone.
Okay. I mean, I think that's totally feasible. I've got this client right now. He's extended this 3-month project into a year. He keeps adding cars. I'm not kidding. It's going to be the world's largest car murals by the time. I'm not kidding. Like, it really is. At this point, it's the largest car murals in the world.
Wow.
Take the pen.
Pen?
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you.
All right.
And we like the new concept.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to new business and meeting room policy revision.
We just need to revise the policy requiring a $50 deposit. It was there, but it wasn't being reinforced, so people weren't showing up for the meeting. So we'll take the $50 and we apply it towards, if it's nonprofit, it's the $50. They don't have to give any more money. If it's for profit, then they need to bring a $25 check when they show up. This is just a procedural thing, but because it's a policy change, I need it to be approved by the board.
Okay.
So when is the security deposit expected to be submitted?
When they book the room, then they're sent the forms electronically, and then they turn around and send the form in with it.
Okay, so it's not like approved for a room until they send that form in?
Well, we put it in red on the calendar, and then the check comes in, it goes to Warren.
And if they don't show up, we keep the check?
Well, I'd like to. Well, it depends on if they cancel it in enough time.
Yeah.
If they don't.
Does it say here? Maybe we should.
We don't have enough. What's the time?
Well, we don't deposit. We have the check. We don't deposit it. If they tell us they're not coming, then we mail the check back.
First becomes a donation.
Yeah, I mean,
you can ask what they would like to do.
Most businesses, when they book something and they don't,
yeah,
you know,
you don't show up, you don't show up.
So there are people who are not showing up, like they didn't even cancel, or they're canceling last minute.
They're reserving the room, mm-hmm. and they're going to bring the check with them when they come.
The $50
or the $75. Because we were making it easy, just we'll book the room, bring the check when you come. We haven't had a problem, but now it's starting to be a problem. So that's why we're
so
requiring the $50 deposit.
So then if they don't show up, what is the... Do they forfeit their deposit, or do we give them... How's it work?
I give it back to them if they give us enough notice.
Well, we need to write them in.
We need to write them in.
Like, what's enough notice?
So how long is usable for you to... feel like you haven't had to turn people away for the room.
Right. You probably
right now it's not like a waiting list for rooms, but at some point, you know, I'll be marketing it and trying to make the money off of it.
Maybe we should put, you know, the deposit, if not within a certain amount of time, right?
Yeah. 48
hours.
48
hours.
Yeah.
40
hours.
Yes. Yeah. At least 40 hours.
That's fine. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what you want to put in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 40 hours.
Where do you want to put this?
Policy.
In your red part where it says the $50 security
deposit
will be required.
Will be returned provided within 48-hour notice and no damage or excessive cleanup needed.
Well, if they don't book the room, then
there
will be...
What is this? If the deposit is forfeited due to a cleanup fee, a new deposit will be required. Why do you need a new deposit? You keep the deposit.
Maybe it should go in the number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
So it should be.
Will be required.
Required and
if there's a need for cancellation within 48 hours, the deposit will be returned.
No.
Cancellations must be made
within 48 hours.
More than 48 hours. Or you can make it simple. Any cancellation made in 48 hours or less will be kept.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we mean.
Yeah. But before.
I bet if you deposited that check, they wouldn't cancel.
Okay, cancel.
It's just harder to give it back.
No, I know.
Forfeited.
You can deposit it at 48 hours.
Otherwise, right? Not showing up. Somebody else can
use it. I'm sorry, I still have a question about this last comment under number two. If a deposit is forfeited due to a cleanup fee, a new deposit will be required. Help me understand.
Why would you need a cleanup fee?
No, there's a cleanup fee because if they serve food, we charge for it to be cleaned up, $25.
They're talking about groups that meet monthly that can be rolled over to the next meeting.
They probably not to specify.
Yeah.
Well, that, I was like, well, that's not
it's
in there.
It's a new paragraph, so it's a little confusing.
Right.
So make it part of that.
Yeah.
Just move it up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We really don't have a lot of people serving food here.
Okay.
And then security deposits from group meetings, or groups meetings monthly, maybe rolled. Oh, that
I
goes with the
that.
Other one. Okay, should that be number three? Should it be numbered like the previous
yeah.
ones?
Yeah,
okay.
So security deposits from groups meeting monthly may be rolled over to the next meeting if a deposit is forfeited due to a cleanup fee. Oh, that needs to be all together. A new deposit will be required before the next meeting.
Okay.
And I should say before the next meeting.
Right. Will you repeat that?
So it's, just as you wrote it, it should have the number three before the security deposits from groups meeting monthly. And then it says, if a deposit is forfeited due to a cleanup fee, a new deposit will be required before the next meeting. Okay.
But wait a second, if we're asking for a deposit of $50 and the rate is $50, what's rolling over?
The rate is $75.
No, for a nonprofit. Let's just say.
No, the security deposit is $50.
Right.
But we meet here every month, so just keep our $50. You never give it back to us.
But it's going to cost $50 a month, so you're going to have to pay $50 a month regardless.
But this could be a group we don't charge. Is that what you're saying?
No. No.
So who's rolling it over?
Everybody's paying. Everybody pays.
So nobody's rolling over.
So why is there a rollover?
I think we should also add, if we're going to require a cancellation time, and they forfeit their deposit because they missed the cancellation deadline, they should. It should say something about if the deposit is forfeit due to cleanup or cancellation.
Or late cancellation.
Or late cancellation, a new deposit will be required.
But nothing's rolling over, though.
Yeah, there's nothing rolling.
Because if we're taking a deposit of $50 and charging $50 for the room, we're even for that month. They need to pay $50 for the next month.
Do you currently have people who roll something over?
We have the homeowners associations that meet here.
And how much do you charge them?
They get their nonprofit.
So $50.
So you charge them $50.
The only people that don't pay are other city departments or groups like the census people, you know, who reports the service, or law, the state representative. We don't.
But the security deposit is really
to payment.
But that's not how other people do it. Like, when I rent my clubhouse, I pay a security deposit separate from my payment. And they give me the security deposit check back. That they don't cash. Does that make sense? It's a hold. They'll also deposit that if something happens. So, like, they might then deposit it, but they give that back. But my fee for using the room. But then again, my security deposit is a lot bigger because the possible damage is bigger than the fee. The security deposit is $500.
It wouldn't make sense to do that because their security deposit is the fee. So we would just keep that. And not even worry about rollover.
Yeah, so take that off
of rollover. I would say remove item 3.
No, you need item 3, it just doesn't need that first sentence. If a deposit is forfeited...
No, because...
If a deposit is forfeited due to a cleanup or a late cancellation, a new... people are like, I gave you a deposit from last time, but we used it for cleanup or a late cancellation, so no, you don't get to keep the one you used last time. That got deposited because you canceled too late for us
to
schedule.
It's really only late cancellation.
Right.
Because, if we had something to clean up, they came and we kept the fee anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so nothing is going to be.
So if a deposit is forfeited due to a late cancellation, a new deposit will be required before your next schedule. Before your next meeting can be scheduled.
Yeah.
Meeting can be scheduled.
There you go.
Like, we're not even scheduling you without a new deposit.
Before the next meeting
can be scheduled.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm taking out
the whole rollover sentence.
Yeah, taking out
and cleanup fee.
Security and
for the next meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, if a deposit is forfeited due to a late...
Read that again so I can make sure.
Okay. If a deposit is forfeited due to a late cancellation, a new deposit will be required
before
a new date or a new reservation can be scheduled.
Yes.
Before a new reservation
can be scheduled.
Because they're reserving the rooms.
Okay, got it.
So are we not charging nonprofits cleanup fee if they serve food?
Yeah, this needs work.
Let me take it back to this person.
Because it's confusing.
It wasn't me. just table it for next month.
Okay.
But still make sure you write.
But yeah, keep that number 3 as we've just written it, but look at the cost for things. Because that should be flat. How much do they charge us to clean up the room? Shouldn't matter if you're a profit or not.
Right.
Right.
Community survey update.
And give the update on where we are with this. The actual kickoff was at the day of the mini golf tournament. We gave out. The gimmick was that if you took the paper survey and used our wonderful pen, you got to keep the pen as a promo. And they say that if you give someone something for a survey, they're more apt to do it than if you don't give them anything. So at the mini golf tournament, we got 40 paper copies returned that day. And then over the weekend online, we had 30 people over the weekend came in. So back in 2014, when the survey was done, they had 185 surveys returned in 3 months. So we are right now, we have gotten, and we've only been like 2 weeks. We have 86 online, and we have 61 paper copies. So we have 147 right now. Then it's going to be on the water bill beginning of March. It's going to go out the end of February, so people get it first week in March. So we may want it to run at least 3 weeks in March to get the online people. And then what I'll do is total up all the surveys I can, I would say by mid-March, compare it back to 2014. I'm assuming I'll have at least 185, if not more. And then show what the results were in 2014 and then show the results of what we're getting in 2020. And bring that to the board at the April meeting with the graphs. What I can pick up right now from just glancing at the paper copies is that people are pretty much really satisfied with the services here. But what I'm also picking up is we provide a lot of services that they don't know about, and they're telling us they don't know about it. Things like downloading books, ancestry databases. So what I can envision happening is an open house, maybe during National Library Week, we can pull it together. Where we have like little tours and we show people how to use the services. So that's what I'm picking up just from glancing at the paper.
What is that?
Now.
National Library Week.
It's usually the first week in April.
Do we still have copies outside for museum?
We have copies at the CERC desk. Yes. We have it on the digital board. And then we're also giving out the surveys at all the different groups that come here.
Okay.
The knitting group, threads, the book clubs, the lunch bunch,
programs.
Harriet Tubman is doing her portrayal this Thursday night. So the managers are given out to the people coming in. The public's been very responsive. I mean, 147 in 2 weeks is pretty good.
We have anything over at City Hall? For people to either pick up or advertise it over there for the mad rush of people that come to the city council meetings.
It's going to be full tomorrow.
I mean, we could, but I think they're getting it off the digital board and they're going to get it in the water bill.
Okay.
But there's going to be people who will pick up the paper copy.
Yeah.
To leave a small stack of the paper copies, people head into City Hall tomorrow.
They just won't get a pen.
No, they don't need a pen, but just a sign and those, just for them having so many people tomorrow.
Good idea, yeah. And I want to compliment the city staff, Aaron and Bart, for helping get it posted on SurveyMonkey, because we're using the city's account that saved us about $300. And so I appreciate their help on this. I want to understand they did it basically in 2014. So I feel good about it. I mean, I'm going to be off schedule. It's not going to be March. It's going to be April. But I think people will see, the water bill and that'll promote them to go online.
Are there other ways we can advertise this? Did we reach out to the school district? I'm just saying there's a lot of people we could be tapping for knowing that we offer a lot of services to their students and to their families.
Well, certainly can see.
Christine Liptrop.
We'll see if we can get them to put it in their newsletter.
Because she puts stuff like this in her newsletter all the time.
Which one?
Christine Liptrot is in charge of public relations.
Uh-huh.
You sent it to her with the link.
Okay.
And they send out something every month, I think, to families or something like that.
Okay. That's a good idea.
I want a virtual backpack.
Not that, but she sends an actual in-email newsletter, and like they'll advertise, so they'll do like the taste. They'll do, but they also do things in the community. So the thing you had gone to that it was like businesses meet with students, and students find out about stuff. Well, that kind of stuff, you know, gets advertised. So like, are your local library?
The chamber to send out.
I was gonna say Parks. I don't know if they have a desk at Parks and Rec when people go to register at Parks and Rec to have a couple paper copies there with a sign. Like, you just get those. I mean, I know we have those clear signs all the time that you can say, can I just put these in the sign? Or even if you can put them in the thing, one of those stand-up things, well, you could put the barcode on the front. You know, like, so it stands up and people could take a paper copy. Please take one. Rather the mobile version, scan this barcode.
Yeah, we have the bookmarks with the scan.
Right, but if you, like, tape that to the front of the sign, it wouldn't take up a lot of their counter space, but, you know, you could put it in more of these public places that... like the parks and the city. And
well, that's a good suggestion. Thank you. I'll follow up with that. So with the board's permission, I'm going to be asking for April, which with the understanding that I can get enough data 3 weeks in March, let it go on the water bill for 3 weeks, and then that gives me about a week to pull it in together.
Sounds good.
Next, book it 5K run. So we have a proposal and we're about interest in bringing back the 5K race, book it 5K. She's compiled some information here talking about the date, basically September 5th or September 6th, Saturday or Sunday, in conjunction with Hometown Days. Saturday, noting that Saturday is a much busier day. Our last 5K was on Saturday. She also looked up and saw that the YMS and YHS cross-country teams do not have any meets that day, so they helped last time, helped with setup and with directing the runners, so they might be available. We could offer that up to them as well, maybe the NHS, which needs, you know, they'd like to get community service hours.
What is NHS?
What's it?
I don't know what it is.
National Honor Society.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were both. Awesome. Thank you.
Let's see. Other things, let's see. So, historically, the temperature has been 76 degrees, rain or shine, I guess. And let's see, 5Ks that are scheduled around the area are basically listed here. Most of them are in Batavia. There's three in Batavia in one day, and then one in Joliet and St. Charles on that Saturday. With basically the goal would be about 150. Looking at the solstice. Four miler, they had 184, and the Chili Chase had 103, so roughly, possibly ballpark 150 participants.
I think we had the 2 years we ran it. I think the first year we had 48, the second was 45.
I would shoot for a really
60.
Good year. Would, like, if we were shooting it out the park, it would be 75.
Okay.
It'd be half of this.
Half of that? Okay.
We're not an established race,
right.
So it takes a while to build momentum to get to that.
Right, which is it's the marketing, too. So how are you going to market it? Estimate, basically the budget is listed here as well. But basically this is to start the discussion of, do we want to pursue this? Do we want to pursue getting back to the 5K?
Who is Laura Crawford?
It's my wife.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Okay, because so a community member too, right?
So on the day of the mini golf, she was volunteering upstairs. We had one of the holes up there, And I think she was wearing her 5K shirt, and Rebecca,
it's you yellow,
were like, hey,
says,
we should
book
do
it.
That again.
Yeah. Oh, no, somebody said, Rebecca, they want to talk to you about doing that again. I did not say we should do that again. I said we should get library shirts. Because I was like mini golf, we could have all been walking around in matching T-shirts. Like, so we should have...
We're going to have a tour badge.
No, we should have T-shirts so like people walk in and they knew exactly who worked here. Yeah, the badges, but there's a lot of events you can do in the community where you wear your shirt, you know?
Yeah.
If you want to be spruced up, staff could get a collared shirt. But some of us could buy, and it could be a fundraiser because you could have them. The cheapest way is you buy, say, 100 in multiple sizes, and you sell them for $10. But the company I use sells them to us for $5 or $6. So... It's also a mini fundraiser to have a T-shirt already, you know? I was just saying a T-shirt in general, not a race T-shirt necessarily,
right.
But like
a library T-shirt.
A library, like tag might be like, oh, I'd want you could use them as prizes for different things.
Could you have a contest to design?
You could.
Oh, you could. You can get the
that would be cool. So, yeah, I was just saying it would be nice to have a T-shirt.
Okay.
And then sponsors to help. But you want to do that with this shirt, too.
So... Is there interest in doing the 5K? Are there we would have to have a...
We have to have a good committee.
Yeah.
Because last time it was a good committee.
Oh, Zarin was helping too. It was three or four of us. And I'm not trying to be mean. I felt like I did 75% of the work.
Yeah,
I was literally running like a record.
Yeah.
I got all the volunteers. I got the T-shirts. The volunteers were all because
you
of
ran the race.
Cross country, and I ran in the race. Like I literally registered my family even if they didn't run it. I was like trying to keep
just
it afloat.
Started, so I'm just
yeah.
So how many people do you need?
Russ did all the logistics stuff. Parks and Rec were not working well with us that year, so it really, I think, that killed our momentum. The year before, they were a lot nicer.
Yeah.
They had a go-kart. They marked it. So we're like, let's do this again. But then relations fell through, and so then it was like, I'm not doing this again, because you really need your police department, your Parks and Rec. There's a lot of parts to a race.
Race time, I believe their fee was $750.
Well, they bring the clock, they bring the timer,
yeah.
They make your race legit because people who run it can use that time to register for larger. Like, I used to do the hot chocolate. You can't be in the hot chocolate. If you don't register with a registered time from a timed race, you end up in the back of thousands. So you want to participate in a timed race.
Mm-hmm.
So that, the fact that we timed it costs so much.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other things she put in this proposal that might make it more fun, like the mile. A lot of people pay less to have their kids just run a mile. And we didn't have that in ours, but adding that kind of stuff.
The Bristol Bay Boogie had the 1 mile with their 5K.
The Bristol Bay Boogie was the best.
It was awesome. It was a great race.
But it was like a party afterwards and before.
What's that?
Through Bristol Bay.
So the Bursons used to run the Bristol Bay Boogie, and it started small. And each year it got bigger, and they did it the whole time their kids were at the school. And I walked it the first year, and I loved it so much. It's the first time in my life I ran. I started training for the Bristol Bay Boogie.
Oh.
I got down to lower than 30 minutes for a 5K. Because I was like, this is my neighborhood. I got to kill this race. And, like, they gave out awards for every age. They had lots of donations, so people did silent raffles.
We're in February.
We're trying to get sponsors. Because my wife puts one together for the Juvenile Justice Council. They run it at Hoover. And they get all sorts of money from sponsors.
Right. We got our sponsor, when we contacted them, they were sponsored out.
By
everything.
Well, some of the people feel like I've already helped with one thing for the library.
Yeah.
I got to spread my money in different ways. So, like I was saying, to do this well, you legit need to start a year out.
So plan now for next.
Who's in charge of sponsorships? Who's in charge of baskets?
Yes.
Well, we had three or four people, but there needed to 10 or 12 things need to get done.
Right.
So if we're gonna do it, like you literally have to decide today. Yes. And you have to get almost a committee of 10 to really not have each person feel like...
burned out.
Because it's all volunteer. You know, like, it's a lot.
It's a lot of work. And I didn't know what I was new.
Like, it was 2 years ago, but I still remember it. But if Ms. Crawford's already ready to help, that right there helps.
Okay, but then we wouldn't be able to do that this year. That's just too close, right? Because, I mean, we're in February.
I don't know that you don't want to at least get it out there, though, because it's a momentum thing, too. Like, if you don't get it on... the calendar is going to make next year small too,
right?
Because it didn't happen this year.
Okay.
So, what's the reason for doing it?
As a fundraiser.
As a fundraiser.
It didn't when we did it.
Right. Yeah. So
we got to have a reason to have it.
Yeah.
We have to have, what's the money going to go for?
What is it going to go towards? What is right. the, what are we going to pay for?
That's good.
My idea in the first two was to provide funding to open the library more hours.
Uh-huh.
But we never reached it.
Okay.
Or library programming for adults or for young adults. Or okay. What are we going to use the money for that we get from it?
Can we legally do it, though, as a library, not?
Yeah.
Why would legally prevent us?
I can't do any fundraising at my library as a library employee. It has to be our foundation.
That's what I'm saying.
As an employee, but we're board members. We're not employees.
Oh, good call.
We don't personally get. We don't get paid. This is all volunteer.
So as long as staff don't help.
The staff didn't help. We ran it.
No, I know.
But you're still representing the library. You're the board.
So does the foundation.
How is
but
it
we're
different?
Not a foundation.
There's a separate board or a foundation.
Yeah. We're
but
not a foundation. We're not a
that
foundation.
Has to do with whether or not they can deduct it. But, I mean, the library can accept donations, right?
We do accept both donations.
Or money.
I'm literally not allowed to handle any money. I don't know what the law is, but where that is stated in code.
But that's a donation, but we're not, you know, the question is fundraising.
But why can't we accept a donation to enter the race? I mean, how is that?
I've always wondered that too. I guess it's a government because of our taxes.
I mean, the library itself.
But your library is structured differently than ours as well. City libraries and township, like.
Well, we are city libraries.
No, but I mean, like.
More of a district.
They have a different.
Yes.
Municipal too.
But the whole time I've worked there as a city library, it's been made clear that you are not able to, as library staff, take any money, sell anything, engage in any sort of like fundraising.
It didn't cost
just the foundation's responsibility. And I'm not sure where that comes from.
And is she getting the whole thing and getting all of her volunteers and pulling this off? Because
why can't we charge fees? I mean, again, like,
I don't know.
I know 501c3 has implications on whether or not it's tax deductible, but the library can certainly charge a fee to run an activity.
We do for the mini golf.
So if the library is running,
that's the friends. That's
but if the,
no, the friends will do this.
If the library is running an activity and we set a fee, just like any other activity, we used to have fees for our children's program.
Right.
Yes.
If we run a race and we set a fee to enter the race, I don't understand.
Oh, that's
what
true.
The concern is
we've charged fees for programs because those programs cost.
But it's a fee. It's not.
Okay,
then
it's
you're
a fee.
You're calling it a fundraiser.
Should we ask our lawyer?
Well, we're going to pay a fee for
but
that.
Why can't it be our Friends of the Library race?
Honestly, though,
because we volunteer for Friends of the Library fundraisers. We've all volunteered for Friends of the Library. Why can't we say we'd like to do this, lots of us will volunteer to help, and it become an official Friends of the Library event? If they do it, then there's no problem?
Put it out on my director's listserv and see if anybody else has had an event with a fundraiser.
There's two components to it. There's the registration fee,
right?
And then there would be asking for donations.
Sponsor donations.
Sponsor donations, right? And you've asked in your position in other libraries, you've asked for sponsors for, I remember you saying you had somebody at Chamber that sponsored.
Was we were here. People donate to pay for the ice cream for things.
That was just a flat out.
But we've had donations here. They donated this much money and paid for the ice cream. They donated this and paid for that.
Where does that go, budgetarily? It goes to. It doesn't go to friends.
No,
it
goes to donations,
budget.
Right?
It goes under Gifts Memorial,
right?
So there's no concerns for a library accepting donations. Is
donations? It's
the fee.
When
you
call it a fundraiser,
that
you're
raising.
We
didn't call it
a fundraiser.
There aren't donations.
We just call it a book at 5K.
It's a 5K. Yeah, it's a book at if I could.
Not a fundraiser. We never say a fundraiser. Not the 1 year that I was
yeah.
here.
You charge a fee to the racers. It's no different than an activity fee.
And that's it.
And then you can also accept donations.
Okay, as long as you're not calling it a fundraiser.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't think we ever did.
No,
we never did.
I don't
we
think
do it to raise funds, but that's how any business.
That's the same
happen.
As when you ask for donations. Can you give me some money so I can pay for the ice cream? You're doing it to raise funds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you pay to run in the race? Going towards the programming for the library.
So are we looking at doing this a year for September? Or are we looking at doing it in September?
I think we're talking about whether or not we're doing it.
Yeah, let's make sure. Yeah, that's the way we need to really make sure before we commit to this. Because now you're making everyone think. Mm-hmm. I mean, I came in when we were on the second year. It just helped out. So are you sending that on your list?
I'm pretty sure I looked this up.
Does Laura have a plan for how she can rally a group together and get volunteers for this? Or is there...
She put this together basically to start the discussion on it. She volunteer-wise, she was, that's why she had also offered up for day of race volunteers is what she brought in was about the NHS cross-country teams because she saw that their schedules are open that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd like to get hours as well, community hours.
Algonquin did one on October 27th. Mattison Area Public Library did one on October 5th. I don't know how to say that one. There's a whole lot of public libraries having 5Ks because it's a thing. Like, so we are not the first, and those are Illinois libraries, aren't they?
Yes.
So I said public library 5K, and it came right up. Algonquin Public Library did the. It begins and ends at their library.
And Mattison.
And they had it just this 2019. And Mattson did too. It said the 5K annual 5K dash for literacy on Saturday, October 5th, 2019.
Okay.
So.
So what are we doing? She's
gonna be happy with it. I don't know what that is.
I can talk to Sarah at Algonquin and get the basics from her and bring it back to the next board.
Okay.
Darren, the only thing I would say is I feel like. One of the things that made this race not as profitable, because we thought it was so super important, and I don't know that we need it for this year, mm-hmm. is to have it timed. That if we did it more as a, this is for literacy,
yes.
with a specific target, whether it be adult programming, or to expand something that we really want to see happen here, the lending something that we want to do, then I think that the people will rally around that, especially our educators in our community would be like, a lot of people, I signed up for one of those summer solstices and I was like, oh, it's hot, I'm not going, they can keep my $35. And it was like a tiny donation because I knew it was cross country got a percentage of it or something. I registered under the cross country number and I'm like, I just made a donation to cross country. I'm not running in 90 degree heat. But there are people, even if the weather's bad, won't be upset about a $30 donation. If they know it's going to something good, it doesn't need to be. Most of the people who were there didn't care about
the
timing.
There were teachers there too.
Didn't you just say people like to have that?
Some do, but I think that's something we should go towards because that was the major cost.
Yeah.
So it was $750
where
the t-shirts were small.
You find a good cause to get people to rally behind.
And if you're going to time it, you have to get sponsorships.
Yeah, right.
You could take feedback from the survey, what is the loudest that people want, and position this as a way to raise funds.
For that.
For whatever
to deliver what the community's asking.
What was one of the questions?
Okay, so then we're going away with. She's going to talk to Algonquin Library.
I'll call Matt.
Now, I think the way they've done it before is that the sponsors, basically, their money went to the library.
It looks like these races, though, are through their friends. So all these libraries, it says friends.
Is it through their friends?
Yeah.
I was going to say, we need to just get the friends on board.
But it's the same day as the same weekend as the
Which is why it's perfect. Because it's also advertising for the book fair. We were basically done before the thing
opened.
The book
sale.
Yeah,
we were. We were done.
After
they finished.
We just kind of lingered, but we were long done when the people were coming in. When the doors opened, we were done.
Some of the people did the race and then came inside.
That's what I'm saying. It should be marketed together. And they market this sale all over.
That's what she's saying. In the swag bag, you get it free. Maybe you get a free book, ticket for
coupon. Well, if we do it on Sunday, Sunday's a great day to shop because what is it like? Fill your bag for $2 or something like that. I'm just saying, they're trying to get rid of the books on Sunday. You know what I mean? So like, it's not a big deal to give away a free book coupon on the Sunday.
So what are our takeaways on this topic?
We need to talk to the friends.
She's gonna
follow up with the library.
Who's gonna talk to the friends? You're going to talk to the police about it? Who's talking to the police?
Who knows somebody on the phone?
Well,
I think we probably want to take a plan to them rather than have
an
understanding.
Okay, so we're going to have you do the library first, then come back to us for next month.
And then Mark, talk about that.
And then we'll prepare a plan.
I think you need to talk to the friends before.
Yeah.
You're losing way too much.
I know.
We did this last time, talking about it, and then it was June, and we were pulling everything together.
I'm suggesting, but I'm asking
everybody.
Cool.
We ask the friends to be at the next meeting.
Here we go. I think we just need to make a decision first.
Make a decision.
This year or next year?
Yeah. Do we want to help... Even if it has to go through the friends, do we want to see this race happen this year? Because the friends are going to go, that's nice. Are you going to help make it happen?
Yes.
Them putting their name on it is not a big deal. It's the getting the people to work it and run it and volunteer for it.
Right.
So if we're going to volunteer our time, that's why for Mini Golf, they hire it out because it's such a labor-intensive process.
I don't know what we're asking them.
Yeah.
To put their stamp of approval.
Their name. Because in the past, they have said, absolutely not, we're not going to help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're focused on our book sale. And
mini golf.
Mini golf, and we're not going to help you with...
We're asking them for their name, to run the funds through them? Is that...
Everything would be going to the friends of the library.
We understand if we need to, is my point. I mean, that's why I said it's too premature until Elisa talks to Algonquin and we understand the implications. What are we asking?
There's also a way that I want to look into doing fundraising through ILA, where they filter the money through ILA and give it back to us.
Might be
an option.
I like our friends. Well, they're local. You can meet with them. They're part of the community. Have they not proven to be extremely supportive of the things that we need? And they use it. So I feel like...
They help us.
And we're also asking to use their weekend.
Yeah.
If we're going to be realistic.
Exactly.
So I don't think it's a bad thing to have a conversation with them. Because what if we decide, and they're like, no, it's to put it on the same weekend as our thing is a terrible idea.
Answers for them at the point. They're going to have a lot of questions, and we haven't even talked through it as a group. So if we go to them and we don't have answers for their questions, we're already shooting ourselves in the foot.
Oh, we already know we want to use their weekend.
The last time they have not had a problem with us having to race because we were done before they opened.
But did we ask for their name on it? Or?
No. But we told them that this is what was going to happen.
Right.
And they said, okay, just don't expect us to help you with it.
Right.
But it ran through the park district last time. And then
right.
it ran through
park.
Race roster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think before we go, we need to understand both the consequences, the goals of what we're doing.
It may have to be something that gets done the next year.
Mm-hmm. I think this is probably a 2021.
But I think we should definitely keep planning it.
Start now
for the next year.
No, mm-hmm. let it drop, because that's what happened. The thing, that it was sort of just like
And I feel, as mentioned, the survey is going to give us a whole lot of areas we want to focus on, and maybe it turns out that based on the need, maybe a 5K isn't the best way to raise the knowledge and funds that we want to fill the objectives of the survey, so... Yeah.
Okay.
It's an option, I think, for 2021, but...
So that's an option for 2021, but not for this year.
But we'll begin the lead work.
Getting the...
Find out what they did at that library and come back to us next month, and then...
Yeah.
Okay, so next would be, I guess, restriping of the parking lot. You said that there
it's on the list for spring for the city. It's already been notified now.
Okay.
And the finance committee will be meeting on the 24th of May at 6 p.m. in this room.
24th of May?
I mean, March.
Oh, that's a good far.
March, I was like, what?
March 24th at 6 p.m. in this meeting room to go over the
March.
Budget.
I thought it was March.
February
24th. February 24th, 6 p.m. meeting room, finance committee, which is Susan, Ryan, Jason, and Darren, and anyone else who would like to come and sit. The formal budget will be at the March meeting.
Okay.
So tired.
If the whole board could make it, that would be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
They all need to participate in this process.
Okay, no need to go into executive session, so we are adjourned.
We are adjourned. Okay.